It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, there is a lot going on, but this is really funny.
Mm-hmm. What is?
We got this submission sent to us, and I laughed because it's one of these couple things that makes you giggle, but it's so relatable.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to use her name, but screw it. Gina, I'm using your name. She said, am I the jerk for getting mad he ate the taquitos?
Martin ate the taquitos.
Allie and DZ. The other night, I was hungry and looking for something to eat. I saw some taquitos in the freezer and told my husband that I was going to heat them up for us. But then I noticed there were only three left.
Mm.
Not enough for the both of us.
Nope.
So I told him I was going to heat up these taquitos, but there's only three left. And then I asked him who ate them, and he told me not him. About 20 minutes later, after I ate some ramen noodles, he decided he was hungry and gets the taquitos to heat up for himself.
What is going on?
I love when people send these in, man. He says, I'm the jerk for getting mad at him for having the taquitos because I could have eaten them but chose not to. I think he's the jerk for eating them after I didn't eat them because I felt bad because there wasn't enough for both of us.
Uh-huh.
So please tell me, and she puts in all caps, am I the jerk? ! And then she writes, thank you, comma, Gina, which made me laugh. The thank you after
damn,
she's screaming.
Gina.
Right. So she sent this in. You can always submit your Am I the Jerks? Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or send them to Facebook, DM them or whatever, Instagram.
But we'll get them.
We'll get them eventually. But Gina wants to know, is she the jerk for getting mad he ate the last three taquitos after she didn't intentionally eat them because there wasn't enough for both? I see what she's saying.
Yeah.
But then I also see why he's like, screw it. I'm just going to eat them.
Didn't you leave them for me since there wasn't enough for the two of us? But otherwise, you would have eaten them, but you chose to eat ramen instead.
My guy, she ate ramen.
Yeah.
This
before
was
he ate the taquitos.
This was a miscommunication, clearly.
Well, I hear no miscommunication.
You say screw it.
She didn't communicate effectively on her end. The only miscommunication was that she didn't eat the taquitos when she had the chance.
I think she was trying to be thoughtful and he was not. And that's where this becomes a hot mess. She's like, I won't eat them because there's not enough for both of us.
So now nobody was supposed to eat them then. They were supposed to left untouched.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
No, yeah, I guess not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but she purposefully did not eat the taquitos because there wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
She sacrificed, quote unquote, whatever, and ate ramen instead.
Thinking nobody's going to eat them.
Why not? There's three taquitos left. Why won't we just finish the bag off?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, now I'm hungry. I don't want to eat ramen. Oh, there's three taquitos left and there isn't enough for the two of us. I'll finish them off.
So then what's the question? Is she the jerk for being mad at him or is he the jerk for eating the taquitos? Because she wrote it in as, am I the jerk for being mad at him?
Yes, you're the jerk for being mad at him for eating the three taquitos that are left.
No way.
Yeah.
He's just not as thoughtful. That's all.
So the bag was supposed to just get left with three taquitos in it, and we're both supposed to eat ramen
because you can go to the store, and you both
and buy
ramen.
More taquitos. You see how nonsense that sounds?
No.
It's, oh my goodness. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Yes.
I can't stand you right now.
Oh my God, because I feel her so hard
so
right now.
Now.
That's why I feel her. I'm totally sympathetic to her.
So fellas, AKA, when there's only three taquitos left and we both wanted taquitos, I'm supposed to now sacrifice the three taquitos, throw them away, be like, ew, nobody gets taquitos now since we both can't have taquitos.
Nobody's throwing them away. Don't jump to conclusions.
Also, now I got to leave them for you to have whenever you want them next time.
No, you got to wait till we go to the store and get more and then we can all have taquitos together.
That don't make no sense.
It does to me.
I'm going to finish my box of taquitos first with the three taquitos that are left. And then, because we're not going to the store right now, it's too cold.
Listen, do you know what gets people angry? Food. So this is going to be a good
Why do you think I'm fired up? I'm arguing about the, like, taquitos, like they're my taquitos. We wouldn't have had this issue. I would have ate mine.
Gabby from Milwaukee said they're both the jerks. You guys are so funny. Somebody said she's the jerk. Nothing a simple game of rock, paper, scissors can't solve.
Thank you. Was that Aaron that texted that?
No.
It would have made sense.
You guys better sign your names when you text these in. Bella in Kenosha said, haha, classic couple moment. Girl, you know you ate all those taquitos and left you three. So he ate all the taquitos and left you three. So not the jerk.
I didn't want to address that, but I think it was him that ate all
totally
the taquitos.
Totally him. Lindsay in Grafton said, you each have 1.5 5 still and have ramen. Problem solved. Sharing's caring. Lindsay, this is not what should you do, though.
I know exactly where Lindsay's going, because that's probably what we would have ended up doing. Yep. Both having ramen and each of us get a taquito and a half.
Exactly. You would have split them.
Oh, 100%.
Somebody said, Okadian Milwaukee texted in, jerk for being mad. So were those 3 taquitos supposed to be in food limbo?
Thank you. That's exactly what they were supposed to be.
You guys are so funny on the text.
Food limbo.
414-533-1037. Is Gina the jerk? It works out perfectly. Is Gina the jerk for being mad her husband ate the last 3 taquitos after she intentionally didn't eat them because there wasn't enough for both and ate ramen? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sometimes Am I the Jerk's heavy, and sometimes it's light. And even though this one appears light, it's probably heavy to a lot of couples.
Sometimes it's taquito, so, you know, it's heavy light.
Thank you. Gina wrote into the show and wanted to know if she's the jerk for being really mad her husband ate the last 3 taquitos after she intentionally didn't eat them and ate ramen because they weren't enough.
Why did she intentionally not eat them?
She was trying to be thoughtful and think, well, if we can't both have them, none
of leave
us
them
are
for
having
him.
Them.
Oh, no. I didn't hear the none of us part.
Just go to Sean, our boy in West Bend. He is one of our regulars, called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. Sean!
Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
Howdy.
Sean, you're so funny on the air because if people don't know, Sean and his wife had a the surprise.
I mean, a double oops.
He even though they have grown kids, they got pregnant. He just had twins at 40.
Wepa, congrats, man.
Congrats. It's the cutest thing ever. So, Sean, I'm dying to know if you think Gina's the jerk for being mad that he ate the taquitos.
Absolutely. So I agree with DZ. What are you supposed to do with these 2 taquitos, or these 3 taquitos? You cut them in half, play rock, paper, scissors, do something. But
something.
Don't just leave it in food purgatory.
Thank you, man. What is up with all this just hatred on the food that could be perfectly eaten and good on the day of?
Food purgatory. You guys,
I mean,
we
have the same issue with Reese's Cups. So if I buy some, I buy 2 bags knowing that we both like them. If my wife chooses to eat all of her Reese's Cups in like 3 seconds, so be it. That means there's no longer enough for both of us because she chose to eat hers.
Because she's done with hers, and now my bag is now getting commandeered.
It better not be.
He said it better not be.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll keep him in my work van.
Sharon texted in and said, communication. She could have asked, jerk. Oh, come on,
and,
you guys.
I mean, really,
I agree with that because everybody's mad at him. If you're saying he's a jerk, it's probably because you're mad at him that he didn't ask, hey, can I have these?
Are you going to
eat these? It's got to go both ways. She could have asked, hey, what do you want to do with these?
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand why she didn't eat them herself. He wouldn't have been bothered
because
had she warmed them up.
She was being thoughtful. She said, there's only 3 left. Did you eat them? And he said, no. And then she said, oh, well, there's only 3. There's not enough for us, so I'll just eat ramen. And then he went and ate them.
Well, because he went, okay.
Taquitos.
Yeah, she could have warmed up the taquitos, and it would have been on him to eat the ramen.
Dudes are so rude sometimes.
How?
Because you don't think about us. You just think about yourselves.
She ate ramen first.
God.
Had she eaten the taquitos, I guarantee you, buddy would have been like, oh, you ate them without me? Oh, my gosh.
Did she purposely not eat them so she can hold it over his head for when he does eat them?
Thank you, Sean. That's what it feels like, my boy.
Okay, I'll give you this. Carl in Milwaukee texted in and said she's definitely the jerk. She made herself the martyr, and now she's mad. It's nonsense. That's what you guys are trying to say.
Fellas.
Fellas,
hey, I'm a fat kid at heart too. Don't mess with my food either.
Hey, that part, Sean. We on the same side of this one, fam.
Fine. Sean, we still love you. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I definitely still
love me
you.
Too.
Say give your family the best, man. Peace, bro.
All right, let's go to Leah in Greenfield this morning. Hey, Leah, how
morning.
You doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Well,
triggered.
We're not on the same page, as you can tell. Gina wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her husband ate the taquitos. Is she the jerk?
No, she's not. My husband would have not have eaten them. He would have waited until we went to the store so we can share because we take that seriously in our household.
Sure.
Only in Gina's does Gina take it seriously. Clearly her husband does not.
Apparently. Like, I guess a lot of people don't think like we do, I guess.
That's why I said,
no,
we're more thoughtful.
She's not the jerk. I felt her.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel her. Wow. All right, so now let me just ask you, Leah, would you have eaten the taquitos? Or are you saying only
no,
your husband?
Oh,
you would have left
my
them
my
too.
My husband, like, there's only three, so it looks
don't
like we
touch
got to go to the store. Because
both...
we'll eat, like, three each, mm-hmm. easily.
So we both got to eat something different now, because only one of us can have taquitos right
yes,
now?
Yes, there's not enough for everybody,
yes.
so nobody's
Unless
getting
you
them.
You only want one taquito, and I eat two.
Also, you still get the two, Leah. This is exactly what I meant. Those taquitos were for you to eat whenever he wasn't around
nope,
next time and be like, oh.
No, so, I save them. I wouldn't have eaten them even if he wasn't around.
I don't mm-hmm. understand why she's a jerk for being thoughtful. Right, Leah? Like, come on.
Yeah, no. I would have definitely been like, he wants some. I'm not going to do that.
All right, Leah. I give you that. I respect you for it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Leah. She says not
of
the
course.
Jerk.
Up. Have a great Bye. Day. Said not me and my husband. He would have waited for me.
Okay. Kay and Tosa said she's the jerk. Lady, stop sacrificing when there's no need to. She's the one who was originally hungry, not him. Fair enough. You know what? You're right. Well, stop being thoughtful. Fine. Enough said.
He wasn't worried about it either which way, and she literally made herself this martyr and went, the audacity of him to eat the taquitos without me when I left him. I didn't eat them. It's regret because she didn't eat them.
Maybe. Who texted in? They must be newly married. Food is fair game when you're married for over 15 years.
Ding, 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 dong.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's go to Dominique in Milwaukee, who's going to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Dominique.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, man. Is Gina the jerk for being mad her husband ate the last three taquitos?
Lay it on us.
Absolutely the jerk, and Ooh. There's no reason to be upset over food,
oh,
especially
yes, there
in
is.
This situation.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, let Dominique speak. The floor is yours, big dog.
No, so when it comes down to couples, I mean, it's fair game. It's not only just fair game, but who's to say that he's the one that left the three taquitos? Mm. How do we know she didn't? That's part of the story got left out. So.
Okay.
So the reality could be that these taquitos already had a plan in mind, and somebody had already maybe eaten six taquitos instead of three taquitos one time in one sitting.
They
messed up the count, and now it's going, I don't know who upset
like,
the balance.
It's like when you only got two Texas toasts. You're like, who ate the other? You messed up the rotation.
You messed up the roto.
Uh-huh, or the mozzarella sticks or whatever you got in the damn freezer, you know? The bagel bites, the pizza rolls. I could go
you
on.
You always pass the bread to the right.
Nothing makes me more mad when there's like two meatballs instead of like six of the little ones.
Dominique, So you're saying unequivocally, no question, decided, factorably jerk.
All right.
Absolutely, because my wife would have just ate them.
That part, thank you. I wouldn't have even known we had taquitos. I would have seen the empty bag in the garbage and been like, oh, we had taquitos? Oh, that's cool.
Every single time,
ma'am. Dominique, you my dog.
Yes, sir. Dominique, is your wife Megan in Milwaukee?
Yep.
I can see it on the text. She texted in and said, I'm with Dominique.
She said,
I'm petty with Dominique in Milwaukee. If he eats most of them, then I'll eat the rest and maybe give him one bite, LOL. All right.
Not the one bite.
All right. Bye, Dominique. Have a good day.
Bye. You guys too.
Peace, fam. Those are funny together.
They are funny together. Somebody said, I would react just like Gina if those were the taquitos in my house, right?
Free game. Them taquitos are free game. If you don't know how many are left in the box, are you really even hungry?
Man.
If you don't have the count mentally of what's left in your freezer, do you even know?
Dana and Sheboygan texted in, husband's giving youngest child energy while Gina's giving middle sharing caring.
Yeah. You know what, Dana? Family, that's right.
But
you
she
right.
said husband's a jerk.
Oh, snap.
Because he's giving the young child, like, I'm going to eat it all. I don't care.
That's because Logan be eating the taquitos.
Oh, is that Logan's wife?
Unbelievable. I can almost guarantee it.
That's funny. All right. Well, it worked out, too. She is the jerk for being mad he ate the taquitos. Fine. Whatever. Screw y'all. Forget all you fellas, dude.